A wind advisory remains in place across much of the region until 6 p.m. this evening. A west-northwest wind will intensify and blow between 15 and 30 miles an hour, with gusts topping 55 miles an hour possible as well. Downed trees and tree limbs may result in scattered power outages and blocked roads. Drivers of high-profile vehicles need to be particularly careful in the gusty conditions. As the coastal low took shape and continues to deepen, the pressure gradient remains tightly compressed until it begins to weaken later in the day as a ridge of high pressure builds in from the west. With the ridge building in, winds will diminish overnight into Wednesday, and coupled with the mostly clear skies will allow for the daytime heating to escape rapidly out into the atmosphere and temperatures to plummet into the teens and 20s across the region, a solid 5 to 15 degrees below normal in spots. High pressure will remain in control for Wednesday, with the high starting to shift off the coast and the return flow on the back side of it bringing mild air in on southerly breezes and ample sunshine to add to the warmth. Clouds will begin to increase Wednesday night as an area of low pressure approaches the region. The storm will move across the Great Lakes Thursday with plenty of clouds streaming into our region, but also a warm southwesterly wind, which will aid in developing quite a warm day for most on Thursday before the cold front begins to move through and slowly ushers in some cooler air. Now, a reinforcing shot of cooler air in the form of an Arctic cold front will move across the region heading on into the weekend, and much cooler air will move in. Talking about highs on Saturday only in the mid-30s to the mid-40s, and may only be in the mid-20s to the upper 30s for highs by Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says that no severe thunderstorm areas are forecast. However, thunderstorms are expected from the Central Rockies to portions of the Northern and Central Plains today and tonight. Additional thunderstorms are likely across the Florida Peninsula during the afternoon. A few thunderstorms may develop late tonight or early tomorrow morning across parts of the Southern Plains to the lower Mississippi Valley region. A closed low over the Great Basin will not move much today, but a shortwave trough will pivot east and southeast through the Four Corners and Central and Southern Rockies. As a result, a mid-level jet approaching 70 knots will overspread the southwest states to the central high plains. At the same time, an upper trough over central Canada will dig southeast into the northern plains and upper Midwest late in the day. This will result in the Plains and Mississippi Valley upper ridge shifting eastward from the upper Great Lakes to deep south by early Wednesday morning. At the surface, a lee low over eastern Colorado will develop east and northeast over western and central Nebraska by the end of the day. A surface dry line will become better defined, extending southward from the low over western Nebraska through western Kansas and into the Texas South Plains by Wednesday morning. Gulf moisture will stream northward across the plains in a warm advection regime. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, it'll be sunny and breezy, a high in the low 50s, and a northwest wind at 20 to 25 miles an hour with gusts as high as 45 possible. In Boston, mostly sunny, a high near 50 degrees. Quite breezy as well, with a northwest wind 20 to 25 miles an hour and gusts as high as 50 possible. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy through mid-morning, then gradual clearing throughout the rest of the day, highs near 40 degrees and a northwest wind near 15 miles an hour. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 50 degrees with a record of 85 set in 1946. Normal minimum temperature is 31 degrees with a record of 0 set in 1923. Sunrise and sunset data for today, March the 29th, 2016. Sunrise at 6:42 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time and sunset at 7:18 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Here's the latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Partly sunny today. It'll be cooler with highs in the lower 30s. Tonight, cloudy, a chance of snow, sleet, and rain after midnight. Little or no snow or sleet accumulation. Cold with lows in the upper 20s and temperatures rising into the lower 30s overnight. For the Connecticut Valley and mid-lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today, cooler with highs only in the low 40s. Tonight, mostly cloudy with rain, mainly during the overnight, lows down in the mid-30s and temperatures rising to near 40 degrees overnight. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, there's a winter storm watch in effect from Tuesday evening through Wednesday evening. Mostly sunny this morning, then becoming mostly cloudy throughout the day. Highs in the lower 30s. Tonight, cloudy, a chance of snow in the evening, then snow or sleet likely as we head through the overnight. 2 to 4 inches of snow and sleet are possible. It'll be cold with lows in the upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, partly sunny and cooler today with highs only in the upper 30s. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of snow and rain or sleet in the evening, then rain or snow likely later overnight. It'll be cold with lows in the lower 30s and temperatures rising into the upper 30s overnight. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east of southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, partly sunny today, cooler, highs will only be in the upper 30s. Tonight, mostly cloudy with rain or snow likely, mainly during the overnight, with a near-steady temperature in the middle 30s. Your extended forecast region-wide for Wednesday, mostly sunny and milder, highs in the low to mid-50s. Thursday, showers likely, temperatures in the low and mid-60s. Friday, showers likely, highs in the upper 50s and low 60s. And Saturday, it'll be partly sunny with a chance of showers, highs in the upper 40s and low 50s. Sunday, partly sunny with a chance of rain or snow showers, temperatures in the low and mid-30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.